Okay, I have something really juicy for you today. You know that house that was once featured on the Bravo network on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? The house that they rented for a girls' trip? Well, I have rented this house for a women's retreat taking place June 21st through the 25th. And this house is a 6,000 square foot luxury villa in the foothills of Santa Barbara. So you can find all the information for the retreat at projectimpactretreat.com. I'll see you there.
Hello and welcome back to Tech Champagne. My name is Elisa Purdy and I'm your host. And today we are talking about sales, specifically offer launches. So sales is one of my very favorite topics to talk about, to teach about, to chat about, because sales is the foundation of your business. Your business cannot grow, cannot be healthy, cannot support the life that you really want if you don't have sales. And when people think of offer launches, specifically a plan that sells an offer in a very short period of time, sometimes they think that it's overwhelming or too complicated or too many steps or too serious or too whatever. But I'm here to tell you that when you have an organized launch plan, your sales will increase for a variety of reasons. One, you will feel more calm in your organization. So you will feel more in line with your offer. Two, you won't have to guess. You won't be stressed out. You won't be chaotic in your energy. And number three, if you have a launch plan, it allows you to track the progress and the metrics of your launch. So, you know, we can't run our businesses from a place of creativity all the time. There also has to be a balance of tracking metrics and planning and projecting revenue so that your business can grow appropriately. Because our businesses are born from our blood, sweat, and tears. Sometimes are born in a really difficult chapter in life, as mine was. And that doesn't mean that we don't get to grow it to these unbelievable levels. We absolutely do. But it does take some planning. So today we're going to talk about launching offers. And in order to launch an offer, in order for your offer to be successful, you have to have a launch plan. And there's a lot of reasons that people don't have launch plans. And one of those reasons is that people have self-doubt around their offer. So you might have an idea for an offer and you're really excited about it, a very specific way that you can help your clients, a specific way you can help new clients. And you're thinking about this idea and you're really excited about it. And then you have some self-doubt that shows up. So people do two things when that self-doubt creeps in. They hide. Number one, they hide. So they don't share their idea with anybody. They don't ever post about it. They don't ever launch it. Or number two, they also resist help from others. So if you have a lot of self-doubt and you don't want anybody to know about your idea that you kind of like, but you're really not confident in, you're not going to accept help from other people. Because that makes it real. And hiding and resisting help from others keeps you in a very safe, comfy place where your idea gets to live and stay for all eternity. So it can't fail, right? Your idea can't fail if it never leaves your brain. But here's the thing. Your ideas need to leave your brain in order for you to support people in the way that you want to, the way that you can, which then leads to growth of your business from a revenue standpoint. Okay, so an ecosystem of offers is not born overnight. So I don't ever want you to feel pressure that you have to have multiple offers and a really complicated sales funnel, multi-tiered sales funnel overnight. You certainly do not. You can have one offer that you sell multiple times in a year in your business. That's fine too. That will bring in substantial revenue as well. And as your business grows, as your ideas evolve, as your skills evolve, you will create offers that lead to each other. And these can be really simple offers. I've had clients tell me, a client asked me for something that I never thought to create, so I created it. Can this now be an offer in my ecosystem? 100% yes. And a lot of offers that we create are created because somebody asked us for them. That is a great way to source new content, new offers, new courses, new coaching programs, because someone asked you to support them in that way. So when these ideas come to you, it's really important to put them into action before you can talk yourself out of it. I find that to be really important in my business. So as your business progresses, you will have more and more ideas. You'll have more and more offers. This ecosystem will develop over time. And eventually these offers will lead into each other. So for example, I have a course called the Tech Academy, which is built around technology and online business. So how to create sales funnels, basic automation systems to sell your courses. That's great. It does not serve people who've never created a course. It does not serve people who have never put their online business into action. It doesn't serve people who don't have a website yet. It serves people who have these systems in place, but they're not sure what to do with them, or they're not sure how to add in these automation tools to make their automation work, to make their sales funnel work on its own. So from there, I created sort of a precursor. And think about movies. Sometimes I like to think about movies and equate that to business. You know, there are movies that come out, and then there's prequels that come out, and then there's sequels that come out. So your business can be the same, can have that same structure. So for my Tech Academy, from there, I created a precursor, like an intro prereq course to that called Creating a Course from Start to Finish. Great. And then recently, I saw another gap, and I created a container called the Live Launch Club, which is starting in a couple weeks. And the Live Launch Club is for people who have an offer and they don't know how to launch it, or they've not had profitable launches, or they just need a plan. They need a support. So that's where the Live Launch Club was born. So as your business progresses and changes and evolves, you will also have multiple offers that lead into each other. And they could be really simple, simple ideas. Actually, the simpler the idea, the better. The more focused the idea, the better. You know, we don't want to be creating courses that are designed to let you live your best life. That doesn't tell me anything. Create connection, happiness. Okay, great. That doesn't tell me anything. And because it doesn't tell me anything, I don't understand it. Because I don't understand it, I don't buy it. And that is true for other people as well. If you want people to work with you, your offers have to be really specific on the problem that they are solving. So, okay, let's visualize here something for a moment. Maybe in the morning, you're getting up at whatever time you like to get up. I'm here for early birds and sleeper inners. I dip my toe in all the categories throughout the week. And you get in the shower. And in the shower in the morning is typically where thoughts will come in, right? You have this calm space. You're not rushed. Maybe you have some time to yourself that you don't have typically throughout the day, and you're not really awake yet. So ideas just are flowing and you're not forcing it. It's not a conscious thing. They just sort of come to you. So you can have these ideas in the shower for an offer and turn it into money before the end of the day. You could do it by lunchtime. But I know that sometimes it can feel overwhelming. So you will feel overwhelmed if you have this idea and you think you need a sales page and you think you need a bunch of emails and you think you need fancy graphics and you think you need the right messaging. I'm putting that in air quotes. I know you can't see me, but it is in air quotes, the right messaging. So you don't sell it. Or you have this idea, you're really excited about it, and you post about it on your Instagram 2 or 3 times and no one responds to it. So you stop posting about it because you feel bad and your self-doubt now is magnified. And so you've given up. Okay, so I don't interrupt episodes very often, but I think this is really important and I don't want you to miss it. I want to invite you into the Live Launch Club, which is starting on April 3rd. In the Live Launch Club, I'm going to be leading a launch for the group and everyone will be on the same schedule. You get to choose one offer. I will give you a schedule. I will give you your email templates, what to say, how to say it. I will help you decide on your pricing and I will help you determine your revenue goals so that you can hit them. So join me in the Live Launch Club. We're starting on April 3rd. I will put a link to this group in the show notes and you will finally have the support and community that you need so that you can execute a very strong, profitable launch. I'm excited to see you there. Okay, back to the episode. And then to make matters worse, you're seeing all these people online posting about all the success they're having, $100,000 a month, you know, $4 million a year, whatever that might be. And so then you really don't sell it because then you feel like it's not valid, right? You said you posted it, no one said anything, there's no sales.
I'm just going to take it down. So there's another layer to this. There are people who have these ideas and they really want to put them into action, but that self-doubt sort of takes over and they start resisting help. Remember, I said that earlier, when you have self-doubt, it shows up as hiding, as in not posting, taking your idea down. It also shows up as resisting help from others. And when we resist help from others, you respond. When someone has an offer for you or offers you kind of support, you will tell them, oh no, I've got it. I already know how to do this. You might also say, you know, in regards to launching, oh, I don't need your help launching. I already have a launch plan, or I already have emails written. I already know how to do this. I've done it before. I have friends who will support me in this. Okay, great. But if you don't have any sales, then none of those things are valid, right? Because we're not volunteering. We're here to grow our businesses to a level where we don't have to work that much and we're making great money and we can design a life that we really, truly love. Otherwise, you might as well go back to working 9 to 5. And who wants to do that? Certainly not me. So be aware of that. Be aware of the self-doubt. Be aware of the resistance and be open. To ask for help is a vulnerable place to be. It's vulnerable. It makes you really uncomfortable. Asking for help or accepting help can be a really vulnerable place for a lot of people. I know it certainly is for me. I join groups throughout the year and hire coaches throughout the year that really make me uncomfortable, that remind me of where my gaps are, that push me to post things I wouldn't normally post, to get uncomfortable, to stop caring about what people might think or might see or might read. You know, in order to get that support you really need, you have to be uncomfortable. In order to reach the level of sales that you really want, you have to get uncomfortable. To ask for help is to be vulnerable. It's difficult and it's uncomfortable. And it is worth every penny. It's worth every minute. It's worth every ounce of the effort that you put into it. Okay, so now let's talk about launching specifically. So when you get ready to launch your offer, you have to post it in multiple places, right? We all know that. So it's a sales rule. You know, I think I've been in sales since I was 17 years old and now I'm 127. So I feel like I've been in this game for a very, very, very long time. And sales, that rule used to be that someone had to see your offer 7 to 10 times, I think is what I was told back in the day, in order to remember it, in order to understand it, in order to have interest in it. But now, because of the internet, yes, I was born before the internet. Because of the internet, because we're so bombarded with things, because we see so many pieces of information throughout the day constantly stimulating our brains, it's more like 30 times, at least 30 times. So in this world now, we're competing against a lot of noise. And that's okay. There's still space for us. There's space for you. There's space for your offers. People will see your offers, but you have to be more visible than you think you need to be. So I'm launching an offer right now called the Live Launch Club that I mentioned a few minutes ago. And it is designed to support you in your offer launch for one offer from start to finish, to kind of take the noise away, to take the overwhelm away, to help you focus. So the first few people that bought it, I asked them, where did you see my post? Where did you see the link to buy? I'm just curious, where'd you see it? Because I've been posting it in a lot of different places. One person said, oh, I saw it come through in my email. I'm not on social media very much. Another person said, I saw it on Instagram. I hate Facebook. And the other person said, I saw it on Facebook. I hate Instagram. But those three people that purchased it all saw it in different places. So if you want to get sales to your offers, you've got to be visible in more than one place. And there has to be consistency. There has to be at least a 2 to 3 week period of you posting links to your offer. There has to be some consistency there, or else your self-doubt's going to take over. You're going to be discouraged that there's no sales. It's going to be a crash and burn. And we don't want that. I want your success. And when I started my business, I created my first course called the Tech Academy, and I launched it in a way that I thought was great. And no one bought it because it wasn't great at all. It was quite the opposite. It wasn't great at all. So I hired a coach to teach me how to do launches. And I took this process and I repeated it 3 times in a year. And that course made me $100,000 in revenue for the year.
Total game changer, right? Huge, huge, huge game changer. And the difference was that I had support. I had a sounding board. I had somebody to bounce ideas off of. I had somebody to teach me the right way to launch, how to create consistency, how to fight against my own self-doubt, how to explain clearly what it was so that people understood, because we always say a confused person does not buy. And I had somebody to kind of hold my hand through it, because whenever we launch things, there is a roller coaster of emotions that happen. We get really excited about our idea. We put it out there. It might sell. It might not for the first few days. Not sure. So we have all these emotions about it. The self-doubt creeps in. We're posting all the time. We're sitting on our phones on our couch at night thinking, was this a good idea? Is this stupid? Do people like it? Am I qualified to be sharing this? Am I qualified to be teaching this? And then a sale comes in and then your emotions go sky high. You have validation. You feel super pumped. You're very confident. Hell yes, this is a great offer. I'm going to support people. People like it. I'm very excited. And then maybe crickets for a few days. And then the self-doubt comes back in. And it's sort of this cycle. So when you have help, this is what my coach did for me. I would message her on Voxer in the evenings, knowing that she wouldn't see it till the next morning. But I would say, hey, this is how I'm feeling. Is this normal? Help me. And she held my hand through the whole thing. Yes, it's normal. You have X amount of sales. Your goal is this. You will get there. We're going to celebrate every single sale. And it was such a game changer for me to have that sort of support. So when you get help on your launches, on your sales, you get to battle that self-doubt in a really beautiful way. You have someone who helps you tune out the noise. They're going to give you a game plan. It's a very specific form of support. We're human beings. We can't operate solo all the time and expect to be successful. So I created the Live Launch Club, which begins the second week of April, as a way to help support you in your launches. So I have sold over 700,000 in courses and coaching programs over the last several years, and I know how to do it. And I'm very excited to share a very specific launch plan in the Live Launch Club. And not only that, there will be calls, certainly. There'll be group calls and 2 one-on-one calls throughout the 12-week period. The Live Launch Club is a program that is 12 weeks long. We have a Facebook group. You will have email templates. You will have every single tool that you need to have a successful launch. And we're going to set some really big sales goals at the very beginning so that you can track your progress. You can't reach a goal if you don't know what the goal is. So I'm very excited for the Live Launch Club. We will be starting here very soon in just a couple of weeks. I hope to see you there. I will put a link to the Live Launch Club here in the show notes so that you can grab it and join it. There's already several people signed up for it. So the value in community is the support. All of your cheerleaders will be there in the Facebook group, supporting you, cheering you on the entire way. So remember when I said I had someone to reach out to at 10 p.m. when I was letting that self-doubt creep in? Well, I've created a community for you. So you're going to have all the support you need. Okay, let's get you in the Live Launch Club so that you can launch your next offer and finally hit those sales goals that you want to reach. I'm excited to see you there. And like I said, I'll put a link to the Live Launch Club below in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Tech Champagne, and I will see you next week. Bye. Thank you for spending your time with me today. I hope this episode brought you exactly what you needed. If you had fun today, be sure to hit the subscribe button or leave me a review. Your support means the world to me, and it helps other women entrepreneurs find the show as well. And if you're looking for a free place to connect and learn more about creating your own six-figure online business, check out my Facebook group, Empowered Entrepreneurs. See you on the next episode.